Now, for another little bit of self-indulgence, a big favourite of mine. This is originally done for me, anyway, I first heard it by the Clancy Brothers. But I'm going to play you a version by a group called Barleycorn. And Barleycorn are going to tell us about all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they've got now. You can tap your feet, this one.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans for the big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. The cats and the dogs, they take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles, the donkey brays and the pony neighs, the old gray badger sighs. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the ducks with the little birds singing and the melodies and the high notes ringing. The hoot owl cries over everything. The blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and he's on his way. The otter hasn't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. It's a simple song, a living song everywhere, by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly old weasel and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
I don't think that's an Irish folk song, but they don't come much more Irish than Barleycorn. Or they don't come much more Irish than the Jolly Beggarman, another lively one. I don't think this is an Irish folk song either, but they do a very good job on it, the Jolly Beggarman, and By the Banks of the Roses.
On the banks of the roses, me love and writes it down. And I took out the fiddle for to play me love with you. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are a Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you name me?" Well, when I was a young man, I heard my father say that he would rather see me dead and buried in the clay sooner than get married to any runaway. But a lovely sweet banks of the roses, on the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down. And I took out my fiddle for to play me love with you. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are the Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you take me?" But now I am a runaway, and soon I've got to know that I can take a bottle or can leave it alone. And if her daddy doesn't like it, he can keep his daughter at home. And then Johnny will go roving with another. On the banks of the roses, me love and I sit down. And I took out the fiddle bar to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are it Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you leave me?"
And when I get married, it'll be in the month of May. When the leaves, they are green, and the meadows, they are gay. Then me and me true love will sit and sport and play by the lovely sweet banks of the roses.
On the banks of the roses, we love and I sit down. And I took out me fiddle bar to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, Arla Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay.
Tá sibh géistocht, sounds Irish le Misha Joe Ballard. The beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish that I enjoy so much is jumping from one geographical area of our country to another. Now we're going up to Donegal. And as I say, I think every week on the programme, Donegal must be the most sung about county in Ireland. Here we have a song I mentioned early on about fishing, did I not? Well, here a song dedicated to the fishermen. It's entitled The Boys from Killybegs. Killybegs is a fishing port right up in the northwest of Ireland. Have a listen to Briar Folk and their version.
They're high in rugged hills on the coast of Donegal, and the fishermen are hardy, brave and free. And the big Atlantic swell is a thing I know right well, as the play to take a living from the sea. With the pleasant rolling sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet hawk gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Now you're heading out to sea, and the wind is blowing free, and you cast your nets as rain begins to fall. But the sun comes riding high, and the clouds will soon go by, and maybe today you'll take a bumper haul. With a pleasant rolling sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet hawk gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Now the weather's blowing rough, and the work is very tough, and the ropes and razor wells upon your hands. But you'll never leave the sea, for whoever you may be, when it's in your blood, it's hard to live on land. With a pleasant rolling sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet hawk gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Now there's purple on the hills, and there's green on by the shore, and the sun has spread its gold upon the sea. And there's silver down below, where the herring beaches go, and we catch them, there'll be gold for you and me. With a pleasant rolling sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet all great and gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. When the boys of Killybegs come rolling home.
That was Briar Folk singing The Boys from Killybegs. Well, they were actually singing The Boys from Killybegs. That's their accent. And I love that song. It's a good foot tapper, would you not agree? Now another email that came in during the week, and this one comes in from Teresa, and she said, Joe, could you play that song about somebody being far away in Australia? As my sister is far away in Australia, and she listens to Sounds Irish. My sister's name is Margaret, and she's in Sydney. Okay, for Teresa and Margaret, here's Dolores Keane.
Sweetheart, I'm bidding you fond farewell. I will be yours someday. I'm bound for a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome. the girl I left behind. Oh, you can't leave me, this poor maiden said, I will not let you go. But I must leave you, he gently replied, if for only a while, you know. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Success or in failure, I will always be true and proud each day in a land far away. I'll be building a home for you. Daily she waits at the old cottage gate, watching the whole day through. Then one day a message from over the sea, and I'm hoping these words are true. Far away in Australia, now has come the time when I am ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind.
Hasn't she got a lovely warm voice there? Beautiful singing from Dolores Keane and Far Away in Australia. It seems the Irish poet Patrick Kavanagh was walking in Dublin one particular day. He was walking along Raglan Road, which is a district in the south part of the city. And he met this girl. He saw this lovely girl and fell in love with her straight away. Have a listen to Fair Isle Folk and telling us all about Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, of an autumn day, I saw you, that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger ran my past along the enchanted way. Said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Raglan Street in November, we trip lightly of a deep ravine where can be seen the word of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love by such, this happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the sea sign. artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone, and word and tint I did not stint. I gave for poems to say, with her own name there and her own dark hair, like clouds over fields of May, on a quiet street where all goes meet, I see her walk now away from me so hardly. My reason must allow that I had loved, not as I should, a creature made of clay. When the angel moves the clay he blows his wings at the dawn of day.
And now for another song from Anne Breen. Anne is singing for us a sad little song about a lady called Noreen Bourne. Now, Noreen lived in a glen in Old Tyrconnell. I mentioned Donegal a few moments ago, did I not? Well, Tyrconnell is the Irish name for Donegal. And she was living with her widowed mother, and one day a letter came inviting her to go away to America. And the mother was broken-hearted, but off goes Noreen to America. Then sometime later, a knock comes to the door, and the mother opens the door, and there is his... I'll tell you what, I let Anne Breen tell us the story of Noreen Bourne.
There's a glen in Old Tyrconnell. There's a cottage in the glen where dwelt an Irish calling who inspired the hearts of men. She was winsome, hale and hearty, fair and graceful like the dawn. Neighbors loved each pay to go to the land where the Missouri and the Mississippi flow. So she said goodbye to Aaron, and next morning with the dawn, that old mother broken hearted parted upon her cheeks, the tragic story told. There's a graveyard in Tyrconnell where the blossoms sadly wave. There's a sorrow-stricken
Was the curse of emigration laid you here, my Noreen born? Beautifully sung there from Anne Breen. Thar Shiva Geistuk sounds Irish, Lamisha Joe Bollard. And now a track from Golden Bough, giving us a bit of nonsense entitled Mairseen Dearcin. Mairseen is the Irish word for Martin. And take a listen to the lyrics.
Goodbye, Mairseen Dearcin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. In the days when I was courting, I was never tired resorting to the alehouse or the playhouse, or many's the house beside. I told my brother Seamus, I'll go off and go right famous, and before I will return again, I'll roam the world wide. Goodbye, Mairseen Dearcin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. I've courted girls in Blarney, in Canturkin, in Killarney, in Passage and in Queenstown, that is the Cob of Cork. Farewell to all this pleasure, I'm going to take my leisure, and the next thing you will hear from me is a letter from New York. Goodbye, Mairseen Dearcin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. When I landed in America, I met a man named Bert. He told me if I'd stay a while, he'd surely find me work. Well, work he didn't find me, so there's nothing here to bind me. I'm bound for San Francisco and California. Goodbye, Mairseen Dearcin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Farewell to all the boys at home, I'm sailing far across the foam to try and make my fortune in far America. There's gold and money plenty for the poor and for the gentry, and if ever I return again, I never more will stray. Goodbye, Mairseen Dearcin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Goodbye, Mairseen Dearcin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
instead of digging praties, I'd be digging lumps of gold. And now, as promised, another track from Foster and Allen. And Allen, I don't think, as I say most weeks, we could have a Sounds Irish programme without a track, or even tracks, from Foster and Allen. Very talented, they made some great albums. Here is a song that was a huge hit for Bridie Gallagher way back in the day. This is Foster and Allen's version of A Mother's Love's a Blessing.
An Irish boy was leaving his own native home, crossing the broad Atlantic. Once more he wished to roam. And as he was leaving his mother, while standing on the quay, she threw her arms around his neck, and these were the words she said: A mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and grey, for you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay. And as the years go onward, I'll settle down in life. I'll find a nice young Irish girl and make her my sweet wife. And as the kids grow older and climb around my knee, I'll teach them the very same lesson that my mother once taught to me. A mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and gray, for you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay. For you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay.
You'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay. Now, the last time I played this track, I got a good response to it. It's Trudy Lawlor, and the lyrics on this are great. It's one of those songs that I say so often, I wish I'd written this song. Trudy Lawlor and The Best of Friends.
Wanting more.
friend. When we go away from here today, happy times or holidays, always be the best of friends. When we go away from here today, happy times or holidays, always be the best of friends. We'll always be the best of friends.
And I think that's certainly a suitable track to finish on, The Best of Friends from Trudy Lawlor. Well, particularly if you've been listening to me for the first time, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. And I'd love to hear from you. I hope you've all enjoyed the programme as much as I have putting it together. Friends, don't forget the email address if you'd like to drop me a note. It's everton274@sky.com. E-V-E-R-T-O-N 274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all will be well in your world. And if it's not, I pray that you'll be given the strength to cope. May good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. And until we're all together again next week with another similar programme, this is Joe Ballard saying, take care. God bless you all. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.